Listen to the mockingbirds among us. When the mockingbird passed this week, Atticus Finch and a host of other heroes, fictitious and actual, lined up to remind me of their importance in my life. Here are some thoughts about a few influential characters to whom attention must be paid. My grandfather bought a house in the tiny coal mining town of West Blocton, Alabama, around the turn of the century. On Easter Sunday, in the year 1909, my father, Tommy, was born in that house. Since there were seven or so brothers and sisters ahead of Tommy, my grandfather, Jim, placed the infant in an Easter basket and announced to his brood that the Easter Bunny had delivered this pink, noisy package. Back then, kids believed that kind of thing. Now, to know my father, you'd have to know the people he admired, since men in his generation were not much for sitting around telling you about themselves. No, you just had to look around and pay attention to the men whose lives they emulated. In my father's case, I can remember who some of his heroes, both literary and real, were. Sergeant Alvin York, who never accepted a dime in trade for the exemplary heroism he'd shown for his country in World War I. Preacher Josiah Dozier Gray and Uncle Famous Prill, the heroes of Joe David Brown's Birmingham novel movie Stars in My Crown, men who never wavered from belief in family and neighbors and principles. They were forerunners of Atticus Finch and other strong Southern heroes of fact and fancy. Harry Truman, who dispensed with nonsense and tried to do the right thing, even when it was not popular. He was in a long line of no-nonsense leaders, such as John L. Lewis and Eric Hoffer, people who thought for themselves and never followed a posse or a trend. Jesus Christ, who, like my father, was a carpenter and a principled man, and so on. Now, it's important to understand this one thing about my father. To look at him, to be around him, you would never know he was a hero. He was a working-class, blue-collar, unassuming person you'd probably not notice on the street, unless you noted that he limped from an old coal mining injury received when he tried to save another man's life. It was his very invisibility that made him a true hero, because he did the kind of thing that nobody gets credit for. He loved unconditionally and without reward. That's right. He was a practitioner of unconditional love for family, the kind of love that seeks no return, no attention. You would have embarrassed Tommy Reed if you had tried to thank him for his acts of kindness, because you were not supposed to notice. He gave money in secret to relatives in need. He grimaced and bore silently the abuse of those who forgot to appreciate or thank him, and he never announced his good deeds. You just had to catch him now and then in an act of kindness. His heroes were all men who did not need adulation. What my father needed was a hard day's work at an honest job, a few moments of privacy after a good meal, time to read a book or watch television with a child or grandchild on his lap, and an occasional hug from his wife, my mother. You could do worse than have a father like Preacher Gray and Joel McRae, Uncle Famous and Juano Hernandez, Gregory Peck and Atticus Finch, Eric Hoffer, John L. Lewis, Harry Truman, Sergeant York and Gary Cooper, and Jesus. Do they make them like that anymore? You bet they do, but you won't know about it for a while because they don't have press agents. What they do have is the appreciation that takes years to grow and make itself known, the appreciation we come to have after we, too, have been called upon to commit an occasional act of unrewarded kindness. Take another look at your heroes, both silent and palpable. Listen to what they have to say through actions and words. They are to be cherished.